You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
One hint, the worst is yet to come.
All right, now it's time for a sports wrap. His name, the Man Mark Wilson, is sponsored by Sporty Cuts for the best haircuts in Detroit. Go to 7 Mile between Outer Drive and Meyer.
All right, well, no game tonight at Comerica. It was supposed to start the 10-game homestand against Cleveland, but postponed due to cold and flurries and stuff. Anibal Sanchez will now start tomorrow's game. No makeup date yet for the game missed tonight yet announced. College baseball, both in Ann Arbor and East Lansing, postponed due to the weather. Eastern Michigan was supposed to play Michigan. They'll try that tomorrow. Notre Dame was supposed to come in from South Bend, play the Spartans. That one might not even be rescheduled. Wings open the Cup playoffs Friday in Boston. Pistons end their season tomorrow, thankfully, in Oklahoma. Local scores first. Sports Night with Parker the Man, brought to you by Sporty Cuts. NBA Tuesday just getting started. Knicks and the Nets, that's at the Barclays Center. And then later on tonight, Denver and the Clippers. Clippers with like 7,000 wins this year. Even Rob didn't realize how many games the Los Angeles Clippers had won this year. All season finales will be tomorrow. Other baseball, American League, Rays, Orioles, postponed in clement weather. The other games will get started shortly after 8. And then the A's, Angels tonight at 10:05. Hi, Shaq. What? What do you mean they gave them off?
No chalk. Yeah.
So, like, it was the end of the season?
Yeah, well, like, I guess, you know, they're resting up for the playoffs because of the college stuff.
A's Angels at 10:05. Albert Pujols' watch is now on. He's 4 home runs away from 500. He's at 496 in a short career.
Mark, that's what I try to tell people. Everybody.
He's got 500 home runs. He's 4 away.
And he's got 7 years left on that contract. You know.
And he's playing great lately.
Well, he's healthy.
He's had, 4 homers now in his last 6 games? National League, they finished that game from yesterday, the 10-home run game between the Pirates and Reds in Cincinnati. Pirates win it 8-7. Reds have just tied the nightcap, well, the actual game that's supposed to be going, 1-1 now in the third. Braves-Phillies postponed in clement weather. Marlins now lead the Nationals 6-0 in the third. Two others will start in just a bit, then two more after 10 o'clock. Interleague baseball, supposed to be great night. Jackie Robinson night, Yankee Stadium. Cubs and Yankees postponed in clement weather. Doubleheader tomorrow. Besides the Wings and Bruins on Friday, 3 NHL playoff series begin tomorrow. Montreal at Tampa, Blue Jackets in Pittsburgh, and the Stars in Anaheim. And the PGA Tour Heritage Classic begins Thursday in Hilton Head, South Kakalaki. That is your sports wrap, presented to you by Sporty Cuts. So, yeah, just to wrap up with the Nick Stauskas decision day, he gone. So is Glenn Robinson III. You can say bye-bye now to Glenn Robinson, Nick Stauskas, Jordan Morgan, and John Horford since the season ended. Right now you're waiting on Mitch McGarry, and so far this is what Michigan looks like for next year. LeVert, Irvin, Walton, Mark Donnell, kid who was a freshman this year, Spike Albrecht, Max Bielfeldt, Dan Dockich's kid, Andy Dockich, and the freshman Cam Chapman, Ricky Doyle, DJ Wilson. So it's certainly not the same team that it might have been had those three had stayed. Obviously Morgan would have been gone by graduation. Caris LeVert, probably the star of that team right now, unless McGarry comes back, and I still believe, he will. I don't believe he's going under the specter of 8-game season and a bad back. I have a hard time.
If you didn't go after
that
the first year, why would you be going now? Now I understand why he would need to come back to prove, because I don't see how somebody gives him guaranteed money. I don't see that.
And if he gets into that second round, there's no guarantees.
No,
one of the reasons the NBA stopped doing the 15-round thing to begin with was they realized that there was only a good 60 guys maximum that come out every year.
Mark, you know how many jobs there really are in the 400? There's 400 players in the league. Not even everybody who's a first-round pick, those 30 guys. When you bring in the free agents and all that, there might be 20-some-odd guys who make an NBA roster.
There's plenty of lists.
It's not
that
many
guys.
Show
you the first round and how many people never played in the NBA.
Yes, it's not automatic.
And we know that Joe D drafted a couple of those guys who never got a chance to step on the floor. Better people in front of them. Or that, you know, first of all, these drafts get worse and worse, and I'll tell you why. Because they relied so much on the European influence for so long. I think this year there's like 6 or 7 decent guys coming from Europe. That means you got to find 53 college players that are good enough to play in that man's NBA.
Yep.
And that's hard to do.
It's hard. Absolutely. And Mark, speaking of Joe D, we will have him on the program.
Is it Joe D commercial free?
Joe D commercial free right here on Sports Night with Park and the Man. We hope to have him in the next day or so. We don't have it pinned down yet, but just keep listening. We're going to have him exclusively. You will not hear a press conference about everything. The only thing you'll hear from Joe D's mouth will be right here on Sports Night with Parker the Man on Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan. So that's something that people want to hear because no one's heard from Joe D. Not other than a press release quote, but we're talking about we'll talk to him, we'll ask him questions, and as long as Joe D wants to talk about his tenure, his 14 years, the good, the bad, the ugly, whatever he wants to talk about, he can talk about.
Right. If he wants to stay on and Matt Shepard is walking in the door at 7 o'clock in the morning,
I doubt it's going
to
be.
Matt's going to have to wait or ask a couple of questions himself. And then we'll get to him.
We got Joe D on the line when he talked about staying over for 14 hours. You know what he said?
What did he say, Rob?
What you talking about?
Thank you, Joe D. There you go.
He had to pick one. Either that or all large.
No. That was the what you talking about, Willis, about being there 14. He's going to come on. That'll be great. I think it'll be great for people to call up or people to listen to hear Joe D. All right? So don't forget.
Are we taking a little pass from basketball?
That might be either tomorrow or Thursday. So
that's what we're hoping for, sure.
Right. We're hoping for tomorrow.
At some point, Joe Dumars will be on here.
Exactly.
Okay? That's the way it's going to go. Joe D, commercial free. Do you want to take the pause from hoops? Because we didn't come up with our own. Rob has a guy. I think we ought to, let's do it right now, if you don't mind. And then we'll get to Jackie Robinson and then trash talking before we're done. But, last night we kind of spent most of the time just talking about the career and what's
Joe D,
what's the legacy
and all that.
But really now focus here, because by the time we hit around Halloween, there will be a general manager and a coach of the Detroit Pistons. That's the way it is. Right now, George David and the other cat are kind of running the show. I hear that, may run the draft. Well, the draft's not till late June. So you mean to tell me you might not have a guy till June?
Well, but you have to prepare and you have to still keep doing. Mark, they've had all kinds of scouting work done. You don't just throw it out the water.
No, I know, but they might still be in place to make that draft, and then a GM comes in after that?
Mark,
I would think you'd want a GM in place before the draft.
But the problem is, and this is what a lot of people have complained, who?
Well, okay.
It's easy to say replace the GM. It's not like, go look at the NBA. There's nobody sitting at home who's a GM who's won a champ. There's nobody.
People hire GMs all the time, so the Pistons aren't special.
That's not what I'm saying.
They should be able to find a guy.
Well, a guy. You could get a warm body, but a guy.
Well, there's no guarantees that you're going to get the right person.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I mean. You said it yourself. It might be
two
people before you get the right guy.
How many rings does Mitch Kupchak have? How many rings does Kupchak
have? He has a few.
Five? Is he part of five?
I don't know if he has five.
Well, he took over the same day, almost the same day Joe did, didn't he?
No.
2000?
He took over 2000?
Yeah.
Jerry West wasn't there in 2000?
No, gone, Rob. Mitch Kupchak has been there 15 years now or so. Yeah.
I want to look up for that. I don't believe he's been there that long. Go ahead.
Anyhow.
15 years. Wow.
Jerry West has been gone.
He was the one who got board Shaq there. That was before what year was that?
Well, yeah. When did Shaq get to Los Angeles?
Jerry West was there he had to be the GM when they won the back.
Give me the Mitch Kupchak there. John's looking it up right now.
I'll say it's about 2004. I don't think it's 2000. After that, 2005 maybe. 2000?
Yeah, I think Kupchak's been a dude.
Jerry West has been what? Memphis since 2000?
John is still looking it up
right
for you right
just
now.
Just go ahead. Make your other point.
Okay. Would you be excited if I told you Mitch Kupchak was the next general manager of the Detroit Pistons?
Is Kobe coming? Kobe healthy and 23 years old?
No. I'm not talking about his players in L.A. Would you be excited if a man who has five rings, there's a guy with how many other rings he has?
Would Kobe and Shaq in their prime be coming with Mitch Kupchak?
Okay, so you're saying that maybe the best guy outside of the dude in San Antonio, I'm giving you him here, and you're not excited about it.
Just like if you told me Phil Jackson. It's the same thing. Like the Knicks got Phil Jackson. Mark, first of all, what team did he put together? And number two is Jordan and Pippen.
Oh, for God's sakes, John. Let me do it.
Oh, boy. Now you're so consumed with that. All right, you might be right, Mark. It just seems long to me.
Mitch Kupchak.
Why can't EP do it while you're talking? I don't know why you have to stop the radio show.
Stop as general manager.
248-848-1130. I do have an idea of a name of somebody who's out there who's been doing the job and maybe would be a nice fit to grow into it.
Go ahead.
Allen Houston.
You told me this last night and I told you. I said, boy, that doesn't move my needle.
You know what he is now? He's the assistant GM with the Knicks. He has experience. He's been working in the front office, Mark. He was a Piston. His wife, I believe, is from the area. I think it would be he's a younger guy. You know what I mean?
2000.
All right, you were right.
West resigned as vice president of basketball ops for the challenge of trying to replicate the Lakers' success in Memphis.
And that was 2000.
And actually, he's been he was the assistant GM under West since after 86. That's
West was there for a long time. That's why I can't believe that it was 2000 he left.
Because you have a terrible radar.
You do when it comes to...
Rob, how many times... You know what? Now I'm going to get on your ass.
You're right.
Because you're sitting there going, hey, where you stop the radio show? Rob, you have a terrible radar for how many years go by.
I can't tell. I say it all the time.
I don't know. It might have been like 2012. It's been 2 years. The best one of all time, John, was? I don't know what we were doing. It was like 2006. We were at, I think we're still at the other place. And I said, somebody, it was like mid-80s. He says, Mark, that wasn't mid-80s. That was like 1986, 87, something like that. It wasn't 20 years ago. I said, Rob, it's 2006.
It's like 20 years exactly.
I guess that is 20 years.
No, I remember that because I was fighting him on it, and I said, that wasn't 20
years. You're fighting me on it.
That wasn't 20 years ago. He goes, this is 2006. That was 1986.
I don't know what it is. You have no radar for years and how many years go by.
You're right about that. So Allen Houston doesn't move you. I want to hear some names. Some people throw out some names. I don't know, and we could always do the obligatory Isaiah Thomas. I mean, that's the easy one.
Can I ask you this about
Isaiah? Isaiah was supposed to get the job. Should he get it now?
Let me ask you this. Would it be the worst thing? Would it be the worst thing? Let me just throw that. I almost have a hard time saying it. If Isaiah Thomas were the general manager of the Pistons, because there is no, the Bill Davidson factor is gone. Tom Gorse doesn't have a dog in that fight anymore. If Isaiah Thomas, hear me out, as Rob would say, hear me out. If Isaiah was running the show and Bill Laimbeer was the head coach.
You know what?
I'm not supporting this. I'm saying, would this be the worst thing?
Hold it up to the camera.
Look what Bill has done with your New York Liberty and your Detroit Shock.
Thank you. There you go. Hold it up.
And you can't say he's not been on an NBA bench. He was in Minnesota. He was sitting on the bench with Kurt Rambis. He was an assistant coach with the T-Wolves. So Laimbeer has done that, as well as coaching the ladies, the Shock, and the New York Liberty,
Mark,
which he does now.
Did you ever ask yourself why Bill Laimbeer has never been gotten a shot anywhere?
To be a head coach, right?
Yeah,
that's
what I'm
asking.
Because
he has been on an NBA bench. Yeah, because nobody likes him.
If they thought they could win with him, he would be a head coach. There's something else there.
Yeah, but there's so many. Don Casey gets 1,000.
I understand, but I'm just telling you. So that's what you want.
No. I want you to hear me correctly.
Just like when they brought in Tram and Gibby, and that was supposed to be...
I'm doing the devil's advocate thing. Would it be the worst? Everybody talks about it almost being the worst thing ever. And you'd say there's nobody to go get. I'm trying to find a good balance. Here, you want to know my name?
Yeah, I want to do. I wonder.
After all was said and done, I saw all the names, and I went through with a fine-tooth comb, all the assistant GMs, the dude in San Antonio, that guy with the weird name in Houston, all the names. I still came up with Scott Perry.
Who came from Joe? Who was Joe Disciple?
Okay, so Joe is such a pariah.
I didn't say that. I'm just saying that's the guy you come up with.
Well, he also worked at Michigan for Steve Fisher.
Right, and he's in Orlando now running the thing down there.
Well, he's actually the assistant running the thing. There is another GM down there, and they've run it into the ground again. I mean, obviously, Orlando is not a resume. It's not a press conference. Hey, great. Look what I did with the Orlando Magic. Nothing. But Scott Perry has Detroit ties. He knows the area. Does it matter? Probably not. Anybody knows the basketball landscape. Or then we go right back to Tom Izzo. The names are not attractive. You're totally right. Can nobody do this in NBA America? Was Joe Dumars the last general manager in the history of the Pistons? McCloskey's still alive. You want to bring him back? He's like 90.
Of course not. 248-848-1130. I'm open for names. What do you think of Mark's plan? I'm going to throw it out. Is this the Mark's plan?
No, it's not the Mark plan. I do not endorse Isaiah and Bill, but I'm saying, would it be the worst thing you've ever heard of?
Would you be excited if those were the two guys to come change the organization, bring in the hard-nosed Bill Laimbeer as a coach, and bring in Isaiah?
Gary, I need Bobby Ross for this one. EP just typed in Jim Calhoun.
248-848-1130.
Well, Martin Mayhew, he sits there today, and he was a Millen disciple.
He sits there today in the Lions. He said Jim Calhoun will be good because he didn't have to worry about graduating anybody.
Sports Night with Parker and the Man back on the Fan. Oh, my goodness.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
What a pair of loons.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Parker and the Man. On Detroit's 1130 WDFN. The Fan.
Here we are almost halfway through tonight. We got Crashing to Do, Jackie Robinson night. Bad night for baseball, though, because of the weather that moved through. A lot of games canceled. Four, I think, total in major leagues. Two college games in the state. I mean, everything was pushed back because of the snowfall.
Speaking of the Jackie Robinson, look at the uniforms that the Brooklyn Nets are wearing. They're wearing the Dodger
uniforms.
The Dodger color, what is that, gray and blue, like the Dodgers have.
Like the old Ebbets Field
Brooklyn
Dodgers.
Brooklyn Dodgers, right.
Dem Bums.
Very
bums.
Nice. All right,
248. Boys of Summer.
848-1130. And we're looking for more names. Who should replace Joe D? Mark has the Bill Laimbeer, Isaiah Thomas tandem.
This is kind of freaking me out. Because, you know, and this is why. And think about this for a second. In this town, in Detroit, how long has Dombrowski been here? 15 years, right? Kenny Holland's been here 20 plus. Mayhew's just part of the Millen thing. It's been a minute since we've had to go and hire, in the internet digital age, hire a brand new GM in this city. We haven't had to do it. Think about this. I don't know if it matters that it's the internet kind of digital thing that I'm talking about, social media and whatnot, but Dombrowski's been here so long. Holland's been here so long. Mayhew was the first hire by Matt Millen in 2001.
I know, Dave, I remember the first, what was it, the second parade that they had after they won the World Series. Oh, wait a minute, they didn't win. Oh, I'm sorry.
So would we have the same question, though, in this world about replacing a Holland, Dombrowski, or even a Mayhew now?
No, I think they'll be different. I think they're guys out in baseball. They probably do look for those, you know, the new guys, the numbers guys, all those stat geeks.
Hey, Rob.
And all the
war. Rob, the biggest guy ever that we are. I was told he's the second coming. Theo Epstein is going to turn the Chicago Cubs.
I told Theo, and just insane, like not him personally, but, dude, take the loot. You already won your two World Series in Boston, and nobody's ever won in Chicago. You can only go up. No one's won, right? 100 years have gone by. Nobody's going to look at you and say, well, nobody's won. But if you win, Mark,
you'll be God.
You're God. You are the God of GMs. You're the God of Chicago. That's why that's a good deal.
John Davis, ladies and gentlemen.
If Theo actually wins in Chicago, will he become bigger than Ditka?
Oh, I think he would.
John, the Cubs aren't winning anything anytime soon. It's not even in a conversation.
No, but I'm thinking that he would. Because
Jeff Samardzija was their starting pitcher on opening day. He's their ace. That's not even a question for today. That's a question for like 2020.
The Cubs were in on Tanaka. They didn't come up with the loop, but they wanted him. They were interested.
Oh, yeah. They had to have him, and he didn't go there. Of course he's not going to go there because he can't win there. What's up, KC?
Hey, what's happening?
What's happening, bud?
Oh, man. And Rob, you had me scared there. Tell me you're studying for your PhD.
Yeah, I started it. I'm not doing. I haven't done it in a long time, but I did start it at NYU.
Mark, you know he's going to be insufferable. We're going to have to start calling him Dr. Rob.
Unbelievable.
Oh, I never thought of that, Casey. That you're right. That if he actually went and finished the PhD, he'd be Dr. Parker. Oh, my God, we can't have that.
Snake oil or something.
Dude, I got a newsflash for you. He ain't going and finishing his PhD anytime soon.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if it's going to be for getting the chicks, but they're all going
to
be...
No, he wants to stay in this lucrative television radio.
Yeah, right. Why I want to do that?
Highly lucrative.
It's either that, Mark, or you want me to go work 9 to 5 and drive with rush hour traffic?
That's right.
And pull a John Davis? You know, you want that
life?
We want you
to use your PhD to go teach this fine business.
John's doing better than us. Are you kidding? He does his own thing.
You laugh, clown, laugh, huh?
Who are you laughing at
That's
now?
That's right.
All right, Casey.
I told you guys I'm a doctor. I'm a tree surgeon. I can only work on your limbs.
Is that it?
Yeah, I got branches all over town.
Very nice.
Okay, are you serious? Come on.
I swear to God, I'm a certified horticulturalist. And you know what they say, you can lead a horticulture, but you can't make her think.
Very nice.
You are just flying tonight. KC,
look at all
I'm
your
Colin Ridley.
Look at all your material. Unbelievable. We got good writers now.
I did it 10 years ago. You just guys forget.
No, it's 6 years, and you have better writers. That's why I think Rob's correct.
There you go. You know, you guys are talking about Class 42. Wasn't it Greg Gore for the Tigers?
No, it wouldn't have been Greg Gore. That's too long ago.
It might have been Leslie Gore.
Yeah.
Greg Gore, I think, left here in 97. I love Greg Gore. Greg Gore is one of the nicest guys. Couldn't pitch a lick, but one of the nicest guys in the world.
But I believe he was 42.
He was 42. No, you're right, but I think Lima time came back and wore 42, didn't
he? Why? Because he came back.
Oh, okay. I believe it, right?
Lima time came back and played till 2002 with the Tigers.
Casey, one last thing, please. Or Mark threw out this. Is not his idea, but just would you be interested in Isaiah Thomas as GM?
I didn't say it like that. I said, would it be the worst thing ever?
And Bill Laimbeer as coach.
You guys know the story behind Isaiah, don't you? And
absolutely. And we know, Casey, we know everything.
The reason Tom Wilson took over, all right?
We know everything. But the point is, those guys have been blown away. Tom Gorris has no dog in the Isaiah fight.
Can we get a new owner with a new GM? That's my question.
KC, that's not happening. Not yet.
You don't like Platinum Equity? What are you talking about?
I want to suggest George David.
To George David just to stay as GM?
To stay as GM because I'm not angry at Joe, and he's had a great life. He's got a sportsmanship award after, and you know you guys are going to have him on the airways, and you're going to talk with him. And you know I got nothing against Joe Dumars, never have. All right, he's made some bad trades, he's made some great trades, he's made some bad drafts, he's made some great draft picks. All right, he's always had somebody to answer to. Now he's got to answer to the fans, but if the fans really deep down look at it, he's not the problem.
Dude, Casey, all I can tell you is that the two guys, Ken Catanella is the other one. Catanella is actually Gorris's guy. If you're telling me that they're going to go with George David or Ken Catanella, to me that's giving up. That's just going the cheap route and saying, look, I ain't going to go interview anybody, so the two guys that are here will just do it.
You mean like a GM, like after a team went 0-16?
To keep the guy that was already here.
And they promoted a guy who was a part of the staff? Is that what you're talking about?
Exactly.
Except with none of the Pistons fans were asking for the owner to die to, you know, to replace him because, you know, unfortunately with, you know, Wilson and, you know, and now Ford going, you know, nobody wanted Davidson to be out of control because he was the man that molded it along with picking Joe.
No, you're right. Nobody pulled that stunt like they did with Ford, which I thought was just awful anyhow, with Bill Davidson. You're absolutely right.
Right, right. So you got a different dynamic. I just think Davidson knows where the skeletons are. He knows how to build the team because he's been there. He's been Joe's right-hand man. And given the leeway, I don't think he's going to make stupid trades. I don't think he's only going to be as good. Anybody you bring in, Elgin Baylor, all right, great player, horrible GM.
And bad toupee.
No Elgin Baylor, okay? Yeah, exactly. He's got better hair. But it's like, you know, anybody that, you know, Elgin Baylor was working for Donald Sterling. Donald Sterling didn't want to win. He still may not want to win, but he's fallen into.
Yeah, you know, right. You know what? He just tripped and it fell into his lap like this now. You're right, Casey. Exactly. Thanks, man. Thank you. Now, I never considered the idea of George David just sticking around and doing it. To me, that's a surrender. I don't know what that is. I don't know why I can't get into that. He's been here a long time.
Yeah, he
George has been here a long time.
He's worked his way all the way up. I know George David very well.
Me too. And you know what? He probably deserves something.
He deserves a shot. I mean, whether it's here or somewhere else, he deserves a shot.
It could be a combo deal with Catanella. They could both be, one's the GM, one's the assistant, or somehow wingle and wangle, a pro personnel, you know, position. All right, well, we're halfway home. We got trashing coming up. We're going to do the Jackie Robinson thing. It's kind of getting to me now about this George David thing. He might be the next guy.
I don't know. I mean,
there might not be a real big search. You know what? And Gorris never came out and said, we're going to start a nationwide search.
Only because when you look around, Mark, for the Knicks to go get Phil Jackson, what does that tell you about the crop out there, Mark?
Maybe George David and Ken Catanella will be your two guys.
Alan Houston, assistant with the New York Knicks.
Well, see, Houston, I can't take it. So such no personality. Talk about a dish rag.
Oh, stop. No, what's wrong with you?
I like Allen personally, but he's just a dish rag of a personality.
Doesn't mean he doesn't know basketball.
Oh, he's such
Everybody
a snooze.
Doesn't have to be yuck-yuck.
I'm not looking for yuck-yuck. Sports Night with Parker and Rab. We got a sports wrap next. 248-848-1130, the number. Detroit's 1130, WDFN, the fan. Yes, also streaming on the web at parkerthemen.com. Thank you, Gary.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.